Wherever we see, fights are happening. Children fight. For the children, their mothers fight with each other. Then the fight shifts to their fathers. Isn't there anyone who can make us understand? Who can make us pay attention towards what we are doing? Why do you fight with each other? Believe me, sometimes one's face becomes so horrible while fighting. You know, one should film him at the time he's fighting. The way he appears while fighting is stealthily, it should be filmed. It should be done without letting him know. And later on, making him get cool, he should be informed what he was doing. What was I doing? He would ask this thing even in anger. He asks even this thing, what I was doing. Just be cool. Be cool and listen to me. Now, make him see the tape. He'll perhaps say, no, it's not me. Man, it's you. No, it's not me. I don't look that horrible. Just look at my face. This is what he looks like now. Tell him what he looks like when he's fighting. So horrible that is. His face was really horrible. You got it? Nobody makes us understand. See, if someone happens to give us a push before he apologizes, we should say, no problem. It's okay. No, I'll not forgive him until he seeks apology. Why? I agree that he who's made a mistake should seek pardon. Why not be polite? Why not forgive? Why not ignore? These days, brothers are enemy to each other. Even on small things they fight, you know I mentioned earlier. Actually, what I'm saying is, our temperament has become like warm water. Our temperament is not as cold as ice. The frozen water takes long to boil even if it is heated. It needs high heat. But the warm water boils. As soon as it's heated, it doesn't take long. Our temperament is like warm water. It's really like warm water, that even a small thing that we do not like, if it's done to us, we become furious, and we turn to behave so odd. Ma'azallah, God forbid, some people even abuse badly. They use abusive language at home. They swear at the wife. They use rude and offensive language. They really don't care. Their children even are listening to them. Even kids are listening to them, but they pay no care. Come on, the kids are listening to swearing. A father's supposed to teach them Quran. He's really supposed to be a sunnah following ideal. They get the inspiration towards Madani Qafla. They learn why to participate in Ijtima. They have to get inspiration to attend Madani Muzakra and watch Madani channel. They learn what polite and good language is. They learn to be gentle. They learn the good manners from you, a man. Your kid is learning abusive language from you. Your kid is learning to tell a lie from you. You're making your kid become a man who victimizes others. See what he's learning. What's happened to you? Which world are you living in? Are you living in a jungle or among humans? A mother, you should also see what you're making your kids learn. Doing backbiting and becoming tale-bearer. And speaking ill of one another. What on earth are we teaching our kids? We really ought to see that the offensive language we use and the aggressive attitude we have is really destroying our kids. Just pay attention to the record of deeds of yours.